why should we bother with podcasting? Well, in today's increasingly mobile world, where many people have iPods, many people might be using them to listen to music, to perhaps listen to language courses while they're, you know, learning on the go, podcasting should be at the forefront of what they're trying to do, really. It's a way of educational institutions tapping into a global audience. It's a way that they can reach a mass audience via, for example, iTunes U. If you think about it, audio is a much more intimate medium than, say, a text resource, and much more accessible for some people. Podcasting, in the traditional sense, has meant an audio file that you subscribe to or download. For example, when you think of podcasting in the broadcast sense, it means a radio programme that is then available to download.
Now it's come to mean whatever you want it to mean. It means a MP3 download. It means transfer of some audio or video package from a server to an individual's computer or other mobile device. It could mean one of a series. It could mean an individual. In other words, it's a word which has lost its effective meaning. It's been burglarized and used in a number of different ways. Almost needs redefining.
To try and understand whether a podcast is good relates to whether you have a clear idea of what it's for.
You have to engage the listener or viewer, otherwise they won't stay with that individual event, and they certainly won't come back if it's one of a number of broadcasts in a series.
Recently, we put together a discussion about the internet and the history of the internet. It features a really fantastic presenter discussing the history of the internet. He has a great voice. He's an authority on the subject. He's got a lot to say, and he says it in a generally accessible way that keeps you intrigued and, you know, engaged throughout the subject all the way through the 20 or so minutes that he's discussing the topic. And I think that is crucial.
The traditional value of narrative is of paramount importance. If you don't have a good story to tell, including within an educational context, you will not sustain interest and you will not keep people with you.
If I am looking at a podcast or anything, if it doesn't interest me in the first few seconds because my attention span's so short, I'm off. And if access of the material takes longer than a few seconds, I'm away also.
Don't just try to replicate what you currently do and use a new technology to do it again. The best uses of any technology are where you break the mould of a conventional practice and do something better.
A bad podcast is something that really, you know, the audience hasn't been considered. It's just something that someone has recorded because they were doing something, maybe doing a lecture, and having recorded it, they chuck it up on the web without really thinking about who it's for.
So, for example, if you don't have to speak for 50 minutes, if you can actually break up what you want to say and what you want to share with the world into segments or chunks that are more suited to the message, then you're using it in a more appropriate way.
Also, if you don't understand the grammar of the media that you're attempting to use, be it video or audio, and I don't want to be precious or highfalutin about it, but if you don't have a sense of what those media are best at, you could end up with material which is long, tedious, poorly formed, and don't grip someone or sustain their interest for the period that you're trying to capture them for.
Podcasts are really important for someone like the OU who's involved in distance education, because typically our courses, you know, they're produced and they stay relatively static for 2 or 3 years. And podcasting is now something that can relatively quickly, relatively cheaply, that can respond to sort of current events as things are happening, and our academics and lecturers can very quickly update a component of a course, get it out to their students, keeps the course fresh, and I guess it also gives the course a bit of personality.
For an open access organisation like the Open University, podcasting should be a powerful recruitment tool. For closed or gated access institutions, it may have a different meaning. It may be to do with dissemination of information. If you look at, say, Stanford's material, which is out there in iTunes U, what you see is a fantastic body of extremely valuable material across all the higher education academic disciplines, and it's altruistically given to a wider world. But it's good for their presence, it's good for their role and contribution to the wider education of society. There are a whole bunch of reasons why you might care to do it. But whatever you do it, you have to be clear before you set off and do it.
This podcast was produced by the Open University for the Steeple Project, funded by JISC.